Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 21st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again we're looking out on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning here from our home office in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we prepare these messages each weekday. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net because we want to encourage others, and we pray that this message would especially be encouraging because it focuses upon the eternal perspective. We titled it Living Forever. The scripture text is from 1 John 2, verse 17.
And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
D.L. Moody was a very prominent evangelist during the 1800s, who was saved at a shoe store in Boston, Massachusetts in 1855. On the site today, I have a small plaque that is still posted on the outside of the building where the shoe store was at that time located. I always seek it out whenever I'm in Boston and frankly expect that it will one day be removed.
When we lived in New England, we also visited the tiny village of Northfield, Massachusetts, where D.L. Moody was born and is buried with his wife beside him. Stephen, Esther, and I visited his burial place, and together we offered a brief prayer of thanks and renewed our commitment to the work of Christ. We were moved by the brief scripture reference on his tombstone that read, "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever."
Well, this inscription is from the latter portion of today's scripture verse. And this truth is so needed and a reminder that we must ever keep before us. The New American Standard Version states, regarding this verse, "The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever."
D.L. Moody passed from this earth in 1899, but he now lives forever in the presence of God. He surely did the will of God and impacted many for Christ during his lifetime. His spiritual influence continues through the ministry of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and its many affiliated ministries. So many of us have grown spiritually over the years due to the Christian radio programs that are not reach of MBI. His impact continues through the third and fourth generations and beyond of people who are committed to the teachings of Jesus. I'm sure that I've been influenced by someone in this lasting stream of impact, and so have you.
D.L. Moody had written before his death, and I'm quoting him right now, "Someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody of East Northfield is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. At that moment I shall be more alive than I am now. I shall have gone up higher. That is all. Out of this old clay tenement into a house that is immortal. A body that death cannot touch, that sin cannot taint. A body fashioned like unto his glorious body. I was born in the flesh in 1837. I was born of the spirit in 1855. That which is born of the flesh may die. That which is born of the spirit will live forever." End quote.
We see with spiritual eyes that the world and its desires are passing away. We must keep this eternal perspective before us. The one who does the will of God lives forever.
And today may our earnest single phrase prayer be this: "Thy will be done in my life, O Lord."
Let us all pray together. Father, I thank you for D.L. Moody and for countless others who followed your calling in their lives. They chose to do your will, and because of their obedience, our lives have been spiritually enriched. Above all, I thank you for Jesus, who chose to do your will, who left the sinless portals of heaven to make his home among us so that we might see you clothed in flesh. Help us to be obedient to your will for our lives. We want to hold loosely to this temporal passing world and direct our affections toward the eternal dwelling place where we will live forever with you. Amen.
Amen. That's the key phrase. We want to live forever with Christ today. We want to do his will. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a joy to serve in a number of different ways. We prayed before we shared our podcast today. for the impact of our ministry today, and whenever it's read, and we know they are read and listened to down the road, not only the day we prepare them. And we also prayed for our chaplain work today, once a week especially, and actually usually it's 2 days a week, but we go and visit various companies throughout, Lancaster and Lebanon counties, Pennsylvania, seeking to share the light of Christ and care with others. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We are preparing the message right now. We're sharing it, actually, together. It's 8:21 in the morning on my computer clock, and it's 8:21, 2008. That's Thursday, August 21st. We welcome you to go to the site today. We just have a couple of pictures up, both regarding D.L. Moody. You might be interested. We have a picture of him, but also one, I believe I might have the only one I've ever found on the web when I do a search of that plaque in Boston of I mentioned in the message today. Have a great day today. Be encouraged and continue to faithfully serve the Lord.